We get a 1 personal space, 2 personal space, 3.
Hey, hello, listeners. This is just a quick disclaimer for this week's episode. As anyone that's listened to the show before knows, there can be some adult language, and anyone that's listening for the first time, please keep that in mind. We tend to be ourselves and not filter, so occasionally a bad word might come out. If you have any children in the room, please put on some headphones or have them put on some headphones. Thank you.
That I don't even care about this. I'm not even interested in having this skin on my personal space.
You're listening to the IDP Guys with Sean, John, and Nathan, the Wizards of Fantasy Football. Your go-to source for the individual defensive player strategy. And now, three guys who could only make an NFL team on Madden.
All right, welcome back to the IDP Guys. My name is Nathan. This is episode 122. I'm joined with Johnny.
Yo.
And Sean.
What's up?
What's going on, guys? So week one of football is over. We're looking at week two now. How are you feeling?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So a couple of announcements here. So we'll be giving away a jersey on the Johnny the Greek segment. So that happens at the end of the show. So if you're one of the finalists from our Statement Games contest, make sure and listen to the end of the show. We'll be announcing who wins that free jersey.
Yep.
As well as, I've got to apologize. We are so close to having video again, but just not quite there yet. So one more week, and then we'll be back on YouTube. Till then, make sure you're getting us from the Dynasty Trade Calculator Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcast feeds from. So with that, let's get to the opening question. What did you enjoy about week one, and what made you want to barf?
John, take us away.
So another steak or salad?
Pretty much, yeah.
What I enjoyed about week one was watching football for the first half. Mm-hmm. What I didn't enjoy about week one was watching football for the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck the Lions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was brutal, man. You guys were up, what, 17 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was worthless and totally predictable.
And old Mitchie there to Jimmy Graham, no less.
No, don't even. It's not on Mitch. Like, no. Mitch had the benefit of us just bad.
And Jimmy Collins getting himself thrown out and...
Yeah, that was, man.
Weird.
Was, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
He was just trying
to
show
the audio.
He didn't. I mean, they beeped out whatever he was saying. They didn't like zoom in on it or whatever.
Right. But like, why did he do that?
Oh, he's trying to show the ref what the guy did to him.
Yeah.
And instead of telling him, he demonstrated.
Yeah. And then the ref
That's kind of a ejection then.
Yeah, it was the ref just following the letter of the law, basically.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of a... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear that Jamie Collins won't be suspended over it.
Mm-hmm.
There was some talk of that, I guess. But Eric Schlitt confirmed that common sense prevails.
Yeah, now we'll see if Rashawn Evans gets suspended for being an idiot also. So.
Yeah, what I... kind of saw that. Did he attempt to throw a punch?
He threw a punch into a helmet.
Into a helmet. Okay.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. In the first quarter.
Yeah.
With 2 points.
Yeah. All right, Johnny, what did you enjoy?
Yeah.
What makes you barf?
Yeah, no, actually, I really enjoyed the Seattle-Atlanta game. I mean, it was garbage time points for Matt Ryan, but it happened exactly how I thought it was going to happen across the board for DFS, for IDP, for streaming corners, everywhere. It was great. Speaking of streaming corners, couple massive hits this week.
Nice.
Emmanuel Mosley, gigantic hit. Janoris Jenkins, gigantic hit. there are some misses too, but it should be a lot more accurate this week because, you know, I know who's actually playing now and right. how much they're playing and everything. So things are going to get a lot better this week across the board with accuracy. What made me want to barf is nothing's changed in Dallas. Same, different year. You know, we got a chip shot field goal to tie the game, and instead we get cute and turn the ball over. We sign this friggin' kicker that I give a nickname to. That's how good he's supposed to be, and this idiot can't hit a 40-yard field goal.
I meant to ask you, what happened to Greg the Leg?
Legatron. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if you remember, but when you signed Legatron, I rolled my eyes at the nickname, and you were all hyped, and I was like, nah.
He'll still be a kicker one. I don't know. But nothing's changed, you know? It's the same crap, different year. Just not real happy about that. But the good news is Washington's the only team that won in the NFC East, so whatever.
And did they.
Good Lord, that defensive line. But we'll get to that. Nate, what about you?
So, enjoyment. I think the Thursday night game was really enjoyable out of all. I mean, overall, having football back, I got to have my mid-game nap, you know, after the chicken, and it hits that point in your stomach and you're just like fall asleep the second half of those mid-afternoon games to
Why
wake
are you
up
eating so much chicken?
I mean,
that's what you do.
That's
with
what
football.
You do. Yeah.
Spread it out. Have a lot of chicken over a longer period. Watch all the games.
Yeah. No, I mean, I enjoyed it all. I enjoyed getting back into that routine. Watching, what was it? Kansas City just kind of have a game with Houston that it wasn't very back and forth, but it was. You know, seeing the Super Bowl champion come back from a deficit, kind of get their feet under them, and seeing Clyde Edwards-Helaire look good, like really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching Sean retweet the people that were talking smack about Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Only one.
No, there are a few out there in fantasy Twitter land.
Oh, I'm saying I only retweeted one.
Yeah.
Just because he was a douche. Like, that's right. It.
I like the screenshot of the guy retweeting your comment about how sure-handed DeAndre Swift is.
Oh,
yeah. It's
yeah.
like, oh, okay. Shots fired. He dropped one pass. Here you come at me about one play. Get out of here.
Yeah.
As far as barfing, I've got to say, I mean, it's kind of between the Patriots or the way the Lions are. Still the Lions, or the Patriots are still the Patriots.
Yeah, it was Miami. We'll get a better read on it Sunday night this week when they play Seattle.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Yep.
So with that, let's get into how we did. We're bringing this one back from every year we've ever done this in season.
Right, because we love transparency here at IDP, guys.
So we go through and say... How many wins we got? How many losses this week?
Yeah.
So, Johnny, why don't you kick it off?
Alrighty. It was a mediocre week. Just about broke even in FanDuel, won $11, won $8 in DraftKings, $3 in Yahoo. Overall, did end up losing money in DFS this week. But me and Adam nailed the Redskins defense call. That was for damn sure. 4-4 in Yahoo, but the four that were wins were in Cash League, so that was good. 8-6 in Sleeper, 1-3 in MFL, and was not eliminated in Hollywood's Eliminator.
Ooh. Thanks.
John?
All right. So this was a nightmare week for me in fantasy. This was like all-time worst. I think I won 5 out of 23 in my leagues, and it was just... the worst. I had a league where I had Stafford, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham, Brandon Cooks, Hunter Henry, and then two flex guys. And I scored 68 points and got beat 180-68. It was just fucking bad, man. It was just bad. And then I like the IDP side. I started a ton of Blake Cashman and Drew Tranquil, and just had them drop off just first quarter gone, and it was just bad. Everything about this week was bad, and I feel like it'll be a lot better next week once I have an idea of who's actually playing and the snaps and all that stuff. This week there were a lot of injuries and just a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, Cashman didn't even get a defensive snap. He played like a special team snap and then was done. It was terrible.
Yep. Wow. Yep. I think I had him in 70% of leagues in flex.
Yeah.
So.
Same.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I don't want to rain on y'all's parade, but I did lose 5 out of 20 leagues.
Jesus.
I squeaked one past Johnny. Returning champ of the home league. I beat the pants off of Hollywood in the IDP Invitational. Granted, he did start Danielle Hunter and Xavier McKinney, but I beat him by 120 points, so I'm not sure.
But how? Like, what's he doing?
Hollywood's in more leagues than probably all of us combined. He's got a bad problem.
He doesn't say no.
Yeah, he's incapable of saying no.
But for me, like, I've got my leagues that matter, and those are the ones where, like, I'm constantly checking and constantly, like, fiddling with them and making sure it's an optimum lineup. You know, there's, like, probably, like, 5 or 6 of those. The ones where, like, I don't want to lose. And then the other ones are just, like, you know, start a lineup, make sure it's set. You know, maybe I won't, you know, surf the waiver wire much, but... you know, if I lose, it's not a big deal. You know, it's just kind of part of like the sleeper leagues for, to be honest, like I was not expecting to do as well as I did, going 4-2 in sleeper this week was honestly like pretty insane to me. Cause I still don't fully grasp like the UI of that program.
Mm-hmm.
Super simple, but no, I guess I don't have any leagues like that I just don't care about. There was only one league I started somebody who was out, and it's because like mental error. I had Golden Tate in the flex.
Yeah, I had that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but like I was aware of it, and I was waiting for it, and it was like, okay, Golden Tate's out. I know. The receivers are Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton. I feel like I can go pick up whoever's replacing Golden Tate and they'll get, you know, 7-8 points, whatever. It'll be fine. Turns out the league that I did that in had waivers on where it was like, yeah, you can't pick anybody up. Mm. I'm sitting there. I'm like, you got to be kidding me right now.
Yeah.
So I had to start Golden Tate in the flex for 0 points, knowing he was out. Even though I had a plan, but like that's a mental error of just not knowing your league, you know?
Yeah. I had that happen in one league and kind of shared with everyone my disgust in
right. That's
global
also
lock
why
on Sunday morning.
Yeah. That's also why you don't have the league set up that way. That's why you have it set up so that like your waivers process on Tuesday, whatever, Wednesday, or whatever you want it to be, and you have guys available for pickup the day of the games. Yeah. Because if you don't, you have situations like that where it's like, yeah, okay, this guy's out. What do you do? You're just screwed.
Right.
Yep. And you know, you have to be checking inactives and stuff, and that's the point, is to be able to sub stuff in when that happens. If your league doesn't let you, that's just ridiculous.
Right. If you've got a game time decision.
Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
Perfect example this week. You know what I mean? He was iffy all week. That's a guy that could give you a wide receiver 1 week. You're not going to just can him, sorry, language, and and just go with someone else just because, you know, just because it's iffy, like.
Yeah.
You wait to the last minute, see if he's inactive. If he is, you have your backup plan ready.
Exactly. But so kind of this is week one. This is probably the only week where your draft really mattered. How do you guys feel you came into this week after, you know, having your draft? Like, did you have to fiddle at all with it? Or is it pretty much purely this is the product of the, you know, the immediate product of your draft?
I did all my drafts planning on shenanigans this year, planning on massive shenanigans, from injuries, from coronavirus, from everything. All my teams are made with that in mind. So I'm good. I'm good to go.
Week one is always the worst week of the year for me. Because like I plan on drafting well, you know, and like, obviously you hope to start all your players well week one, but when you're starting as many players as we're starting, it's like, yeah, you're taking some guesses here. And especially with a year like this year where there's no preseason, so you have no actual like visual representation of like, yeah, this is who's starting for them. It's like, I guess we're just going to wing it and see what happens.
I had a couple big home runs come through where, like, generally all of my drafts, I tried to take a different approach. Obviously, you have different, you know, landing spots, like where you're drafting in your in the position, what position you're drafting from, and that changes your approach and everything. But trying to get diversity, you know, word of the day, you know, I really saw that in my sleeper leagues where I was doing really well in some of them, and then the ones where I didn't was where I had that different. Like, I took a really drastically different approach, you know, had like Baker Mayfield, you know, those kind of guys. But consistently
die.
The my biggest home runs were Darius Slayton and Nyheim Hines, actually. Late. I didn't get on the Nyheim Hines train until Calvin and Hobby hit me on that one. Shout out to him. And yeah, that was...
Man, I talked about Nyheim Hines on this podcast and you didn't buy it.
Nope. I needed him. I needed that confirmation.
Yeah.
I hate you.
But no, you're right, man. This is, you know, I'm going to say it forever. This is the ultimate pay attention year. You got to pay attention. You got to set alarms for inactives. You got to make sure you do your waivers the same day every week.
Set a lineup.
Set it early. Set it Monday. Tweak it all week. So if, you know, if you drop into a coma, you still got your lineup there. It's good to go. Like, you know.
This week's news.
All righty. We are into news mode, and most of it is injuries, as usual. There were some other things, though. First things first, this happened a little bit after last show last week. Dak Prescott was in an interview and he admitted that he suffers from depression, anxiety, particularly after his brother committed suicide. And Skip Bayless ripped him. So I would just like to take this opportunity to say, eat shit, Skip.
Yeah, that was one of the worst takes in all of sports ever. Like, period.
How do you have that reaction when someone shares something vulnerable like that?
Not only how do you have that reaction, but how do you double down on it the next day, man? Like,
yeah,
dude's a moron.
He got blasted, too, and it was just unreal.
Yeah. Yeah, he got blasted, and then he was like, all right, so tune in to Undisputed to hear my next thing I have to say about this. And it's like, dude, you're garbage.
Yeah, completely garbage take. I mean, especially this year, dude, with everything happening in this country and around the world, everyone is anxious. Everyone's a little depressed at one point or the other. It's you know, human nature. It happens to everyone. So anyway, that happened. Other things that happened. Dalvin Cook got paid. Alvin Kamara got paid. So that's good. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Poor decisions.
Yeah, the Cook one especially. Sorry, the Kamara one especially, I feel like.
Both of them, man.
Yeah, Cook is kind of injury prone, I hate to say it. And Kamara, their cap is just, oh my God, what are they doing?
Plus, both of them run well no matter who is in the game.
Yeah, Latavius Murray last year.
And Alexander Madison.
Right, and even Mike Boone, week 17.
Yeah, it's all fine. You don't need to pay your running back. You're fine.
Right. So, crazy, but true. Cooper Kupp also got paid, which, cool. I could see that one. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yep. Deebo Samuel to IR. That's unfortunate, but it should be only three games from what I read. So, he'll be back. Brandon Ayuk sat out this first game here, but should be fine for next week from what I saw. Reaction?
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, both sitting out week one was super sad for me because those are two of my dudes.
Mm. Yeah, Ayuk is great. I like him a lot.
So do you think, so what was they're sitting out? I know Deebo Samuel had the issue with his foot?
I think they're both injured.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're both injured. Yeah, I don't know what the injuries are.
Okay. I didn't know if there's a timeline on Ayuk. I've got him.
Oh, he's good for next week.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah, he could have played this week. They erred on the side of caution from what I saw.
Gotcha.
And they probably shouldn't have, but we'll get to that. Yeah, what else here? Yeah. Blake Jarwin blew an ACL. And Leighton Vander Esch broke his collarbone.
Yep.
Welcome back, Cowboys.
Yeah, eat my words from before when we talked about Leighton Vander Esch.
Yeah.
And I took him over someone else.
I had so many Blake Jarwin shares. It's just sad and pathetic.
That's one I missed on. I mean, obviously, for, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Obviously, you didn't miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone was on the Blake Jarwin train, and I didn't really catch that whistle.
Blake Jarwin's one I've had for a couple of years stashing, and this was the year it was going to all pay off. And I was so pumped. And then this.
Yep. So now we're down to Dalton Schultz. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, Cowboys season starting with a bang as usual. The LVE thing, Sean Lee also started the season on IR, which is shocking. But yeah, I haven't looked at their snaps yet. I'm almost through the monster. I'm getting to that part of it. Who do we think subs in? Was it Joe Thomas, maybe? Is the guy's name? I don't even know.
That sounds right.
I have no idea, to be honest. I know you guys had a safety that played a lot that I wasn't expecting. So you guys might just run a lot more nickel defense.
Yeah, well, Woods, I know Woods played 100%. I know Darian Thompson played 85%. I don't know who the third safety was in there. I can bring it up, though. I'm almost there.
It's entirely possible someone like Jeff Heath just shows up and plays linebacker.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Joe Thomas, 68%. I don't know. We'll see what that looks like. But Vander Esch is at like 68 weeks, and Sean Lee will be at least another 2 weeks. So, yeah, maybe Joe Thomas is a waiver wire linebacker, but there are many other better options, you know. Read the article Thursday.
Yeah,
they might just go and sign somebody.
Yeah, that could happen too. But anyway,
there are several guys on the waiver wire that could definitely be useful to them.
Yep, that happened. That was great. Also, Nick Kwiatkowski pec injury. They thought it was torn, but it's not. The MRI showed he's probably going to be okay. So week to week. So just keep an eye on that. Marlon Mack, torn Achilles, which really sucks. However, opens the door for Jonathan Taylor. So thoughts, reaction?
Jonathan Taylor was a super weird one this week because he was terrible running the football. What was it, like 9 for 21?
Yeah, and then he was like their leading receiver until the end of the game.
Right, but then he had 6 receptions, and that's definitely not a strong suit. You look at where he caught his receptions, and it's definitely further downfield than you'd expect after watching him in college. So I guess let's wait and see on the receiving. You would really hope he could run the ball better behind that offensive line, though.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. What do you think on, we spoke earlier about Nyheim Hines. He looked actually really good between the tackles, which was not where we spotted him all off.
No, I would have flipped them entirely. I have no idea what to think of Nyheim Hines right now, because if it were me, I'd be running Jonathan Taylor and passing to Nyheim Hines. And that's obviously the opposite of what they're doing. So I would guess that over the course of the year, Taylor gets more and more carries and Hines gets less. But it's really tough to say whether Hines will start getting some of the receptions. So I don't know what to think there, to be honest.
Yeah, week one's always weird, you know.
Are you starting either of them?
Taylor, week? Yeah.
I don't think I'm starting either of them next week.
I'm starting Taylor.
No doubt. It definitely depends on who else you have. But, like, if I have someone like Carson or Chubb or...
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course you start those guys, but...
Sure.
I drafted him as a RB2 in several places.
So who are what RB2s are you starting him above?
God, name some.
I don't know. That's what I was asking you for. Yeah,
I'm trying to think. Like
Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
Let's see.
I know my brain is mush. I've been writing all day now.
Melvin Gordon.
Oh, definitely.
I'm starting Melvin Gordon over him easily. Yeah.
No,
Melvin Ingram.
The ceiling is the roof.
Mark Ingram. Sorry, I was getting these guys.
One of those Ingrams.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, ahead. I just, I don't know. I think that the ceiling is way the hell up there.
Yeah.
So
okay,
I'm cool.
Interesting.
I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. It's friggin' week one. At this time last year, Tyler with two E's, three E's, Davison was the DT one. Okay, so.
Yeah, we don't know anything. A temperature of like where you're willing to start.
Basically everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened. Lev Bell hamstring. He just went to IR today. So what
is
it?
He did.
Josh Adams or Frank Gore? Who are you taking?
Well, it's not Josh Adams. He's Eagles, right?
No. Jets now.
Oh. Oh no. That's right.
Yeah.
So,
the old man or the
Josh
unknown?
Adams got the goal line. Josh Adams got the goal line carries.
I believe so.
I have no idea, man. I'm not starting anybody over there.
Well, the offense looks like, but anyway, I mean,
garbage.
Yeah, it was total garbage. I'm just looking up. Yeah, New York Jets running back scores touchdown against Bills. Two rushing attempts, 8 yards, one touchdown.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's what you want.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I don't know what you're doing over there. I think they're playing are they playing San Francisco this
week?
They
are playing San Francisco this week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be a bad week, no matter what.
It's not gonna go well for them, I don't think.
No. It's gonna be a rough one for Darnold too.
Oh my god. That San Francisco team is pissed. Yeah. So anyway, that happened. Drew Tranquil, broken ankle.
Mm-hmm.
That's not great. Sean. Nick Vigil, Drew by the way, is the guy that got a whole bunch more snaps due to that.
I don't know. Drew Tranquil plus Blake Cashman equals my nightmare.
Yep.
Yep. Not great.
No. And that's why my week sucked.
A positive, though, Kenneth Murray and Patrick Queen both played like 90% of snaps, basically. One was like 85, the other was 91.
I was pleasantly surprised to have Patrick Queen in one of my sleeper leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you spend a first round on a linebacker, you better play.
Mm-hmm. The iffy guys, though, didn't get a lot of... Isaiah Simmons only got, 19, 18% of snaps?
And he played really bad.
Yeah, didn't he get scorched by Mostert for a touchdown?
Yeah, I think he gave up like 80% of targets for catches and then also missed three tackles.
Yeah, it was not great.
It was bad.
Oh,
really not great.
I saw this right before we started recording. Devondre Campbell played 100% of snaps.
Ooh.
Yeah, what?
This is true.
That... I left him on my bench, and I shouldn't have, but, man, I don't know.
Weird,
there's
right?
No way you could have seen that coming.
No, hell no. I wouldn't have called that in a million years. Are you kidding me? Yeah,
You would have predicted that, I would have called you crazy, and most other people would have, too, and you probably would have thought you yourself were crazy and then just gotten lucky.
Yeah, yeah. So, lots of weird stuff happening this week. But, yeah, that's an unfortunate one. We'll keep an eye on it, though. Also, other bad stuff. Tremaine Edmonds, Matt Milano, Blake Cashman, all injured. The first two are day-to-day, so they should be okay for next week. Cashman, what was that injury? I don't even remember.
Not good, I think.
Yeah, well, Williamson was close to being able to play, so he should be plug-and-play, basically.
Yeah, just stretch him.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's I'm okay with that. I got lots of Williamson. Just plug him right in.
Yeah, that's great if you have Williamson. If you have Cashman, it's garbage. It's terrible. I have a lot of Cashman. I was truther, and I was really on board with that, and I started him pretty much everywhere.
Well, you were right. It was him and Hewitt that made the final
I know I was
cut.
Right. It just didn't work out, and it was terrible, and week one sucks.
Yep.
Sure does. David,
for some people.
David Njoku to IR. He actually had a nice game, too, before that happened. So
he had a touchdown.
That sucks. Yeah, he had a touchdown. And Hooper did nothing after all that money they spent.
Yeah.
But that's okay. No one did anything on the Browns, except, like, B.J. Goodson, so...
They're opposing cornerbacks.
Hmm?
Okay. Okay.
Shots fired.
Move along.
Yeah.
How about that first throw by Baker?
Move along.
Devontae Parker hamstring. It didn't look that bad from what I heard. Have you guys heard anything?
Mm-mm. No, I hear it's a hamstring though, which is always bad for wide receivers.
Yeah, I saw a questionable. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Whatever. Philip Lindsay, turf toe. That's not good.
That's never good. Killed me.
That's never good. That lingers, man. That's the worst. When you see Devontae Adams turf toe, that's like what I see. Him or Julio, that's in my nightmares, you know?
I started Lindsay in a lot of places, too. He was one of mine where it's like, okay, I'm going to grab one really solid running back, then load up on wide receiver, and then just grab as many running backs as I can. And Lindsay was one of those like first ones you grab in that RB2 spot. Started him everywhere. The worst.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, that entire game was just a clown show. So,
yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. Probably not going to see him anytime soon, though. That's always tough to come back from quickly. Vinny Curry to IR, which, I mean, he wasn't playing a lot anyway. He did have a nice game, but that's not going to hurt anyone too bad, I don't think.
No, it really helps Josh Sweat, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who was stellar. I know you're going to cover waiver wire pickups.
He was pretty good.
But, like, Josh Sweat is your dude to pick up in dynasty leagues right now on the defensive line if you still have him available. He's the dude.
Yeah, I think I've got Alden Smith and Shaq Lawson as my two because Nate wanted me to do just a couple.
Give me Josh Sweat every time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Big into it.
I'll take those 95% of snaps, please. Thank you.
He was a first round grade for me when I scouted him and just hasn't played at all. And then this year it was like, all right, he's going to get the opportunity. And they showed up. And I think he had like a 96 on PFF week one.
What do you think they do when Barnett's healthy?
I think that if Sweat's playing well, Barnett's out the door.
Mm, yeah, we shall see. I hope so. I've never liked Barnett. Anyway.
No, me neither.
James Conner injured. In other news, water wet. Benny, the not the snail, Schnell came in and had a really nice game.
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked pretty good. Do we think this is it? Does Conner come back and get his job back or sayonara?
I think he comes back in the split time. The big thing is that all those Anthony McFarlane fans out there, like, not happening. Sorry, dude.
Yep. Yeah.
This was the shot where you're hoping that Connor goes down and McFarlane comes in, and clearly not the case.
Right, and Snell looked pretty good, so, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm sure there are many, many more injuries we've missed on. That is on you guys.
Yeah.
back.
All right, now's the part of the show where we pair together two sets of defenders and a set of offensive players, discuss them, who we would start over the other, send it out in a tweet, and discuss it what you guys say the next week. So we're going to get back on track with that next week. We are in preseason form here at the IDP guys.
Yeah, you didn't send out a tweet again, did you?
No, because we didn't get the show up until Friday.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll do it this week. Yeah. And no, we are not skipping Captain America's meet, by the way. Did you guys see that?
Did see.
I saw it. I really thought we'd skip it. I have no idea what this is, but like, I know it's worth skipping.
He accidentally shared on Snapchat a junk shot. Chris Evans.
Accidentally, sure.
No, okay. He said it was accidental.
I mean, it was kind of weird.
Johnny's got that screenshotted, favorited, saved in his folders.
Oh, I found it. Folder. I found it for Nate in what, 10 seconds?
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Less? Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, shout out Chris Evans.
Favorited.
And his meat. Yeah, all right. So we've actually got stats for gut check for the first time in quite some time. Yeah. All right. These two running backs finished mere fantasy points apart, one or two, I believe. Would you rather have for this season, or dynasty or whatever, Alvin Kamara, who had 16 rushing yards, one rushing touchdown, five receptions for 51 yards, one receiving touchdown, or Dalvin Cook, 50 rushing yards, two rushing touchdowns, one reception for minus 2 yards, and 1 2-point conversion, and both these guys just got paid as well. You guys go ahead first.
Dalvin Cook. I think the Vikings offense definitely is more, he's more of a focal point than Alvin Kamara is.
Yeah, I was actually going Dalvin Cook here too because the Packers smoked them for most of that game. And yet Dalvin Cook was still, you know, getting touches, getting points. And Alvin Kamara on the Saints, like the Saints were up and putting in work against the Bucks and Tom Brady.
And Latavius Murray was rushing.
Stop it.
Yep. Well, no, we'll get there.
Yeah, and just Dalvin Cook's in a position where it's secure. Whether or not they're up, because if they're up, he's probably getting more touches. And if they're down, it, you know, based off of this this game, he should still get his touches. So he's got a high floor.
What surprised me about that game was the Vikings scoring as many points as they did with 18 minutes of offensive possession total. That's it.
Garbage time.
Yeah, super duper garbage time. That's unreal. The Packers dominated that game so thoroughly.
Yeah. But how many other running backs or teams could you say, even when they're down, they're still focusing on the run and being successful at it?
Yeah. I love Dalvin Cook. I've got him in a bunch of places. It worries me he gets hurt all the time. And I like Kamara's PPR floor. But yeah, no, I'd agree. I'd probably go Cook here.
Both high quality.
Yeah, they're both
RB1s.
Right, they're both first round guys. You're not getting them in the second round. But you're right. Latavius Murray last year proved that Kamara doesn't need to be here. Like, same different guy.
So did Madison.
Right. And Mike Boone. Okay. First pair of defensive ones. We've got a couple of safeties. These are both going to be hot waiver wire safeties this week. Marcus May of the Jets had a monster game.
My guy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Monster. So did Bradley McDougal also, by the way. So both of those slots did excellent this week. And that had more to do probably with the Bills also having 42 minutes of offensive possession, but whatever. May had 7 solo tackles, 3 assists, 2 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, 2 pass defense, and 1 forced fumble. Or do you want Adrian Phillips of the Patriots, who actually only played like 68% of snaps, but most of them were at linebacker, even though he's a safety. 8 solo tackles, 1 assist, 1 tackle for loss, 1 pass defense, 1 pick. I'm kind of torn here, but you know what I feel about Patriots, so I'm going Marcus May. Yeah.
I'm going Marcus May, too. I don't know how long Adrian Phillips will be playing linebacker for them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that could just be what they designed for Miami this week. Mm-hmm. You know how the Patriots roll. He could be kicking next week. That's how crazy Belichick is. You never know what the hell he's going to do.
Quarterback.
Yeah. I'm just a big Marcus May fan. I root for him all the time.
Right. And no Cashman. Williamson's banged up. Hewitt's the only guy there. I mean, there's not a lot of competition for tackles. There really isn't.
Mm-hmm. You had to bring up the Cashman injury.
Sorry about that. Nate, who are you taking?
Again.
I'll go Marcus May here as well. That was just very, very well done on his part. And I think the Jets are going to see that kind of often this year where they're going to have limited time of possession. So the beyond defense.
They are a great IDP producing squad. They really are. Same thing last year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you had to roll with the punches. You had to know it was going to be Brandon Copeland or James Burgess. But if you did.
The points are there.
The points are there.
Yeah.
Right. Read my article. I'll tell you where they're there.
Yeah. I still like Adrian Phillips. He was someone that I grabbed, and I think I beat Joey for the championship in the IDP Writers League.
No, you beat me.
Oh, I beat you. Yeah. Joey helped me.
Right.
Pick up Adrian Phillips 2 years ago when he was in the Chargers, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's got talent. He has produced in the past. It's still up in the air as far as what Patriots are going to do.
Right, you just can't count on them doing the same thing twice ever. Yeah. And last but not least, pair of waiver wire linebackers that'll be hot additions this week. Micah Kizer of the Rams played 100% of snaps, 6 solo tackles, 1 assist, 2 pass defense. Or Jermaine Pratt of the Bengals, 7 solo tackles, 5 assists. I believe he was at 7. I don't know. I'll check it. What do you guys want? I want Kizer.
Kizer. Rams have way too many young linebackers that are trying to work in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting because Micah Kizer came up a lot during the start sit show. Did I just say start? Okay, start sit show.
Nope, but mark this down as a swear point.
As the first one for my chart.
73% for Pratt, by the way, so definitely give me Kizer.
Yeah. So Micah Kizer came up pretty often in that show, and I know the other guys were steering away from him. So it's interesting now to see that kind of reversal after we have some real stats to look at.
Yeah, and what was also strange about the Rams IDP, John Johnson and Taylor Rapp, especially Taylor Rapp, nowhere to be seen this week.
John Johnson was in.
No, he was. And he didn't have a great game, but Rapp was like MIA.
The Rapp played special teams exclusively, I think.
Mm-hmm. He might have. Yeah, I'll check.
Yeah, I mean, that was a nightmare. Snaps.
That's it?
Yeah, it was all special teams.
That's so weird.
Holy
crap. Why do you think they did that?
Holy crap, sir.
What?
I think they did that because he was coming off an injury and he wasn't ready, maybe. I don't know, man. That's weird to me.
21% defensive snaps, 52% overall for Taylor Rapp.
Yeah. What's his name from Ohio State, rookie this year? Took all the snaps, I think, from him. It was weird. I didn't like it. Nobody liked it. Let's not do that again.
There was a lot of freak out in IDP Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't have any Taylor Rapp, I don't think. So.
I have a ton of Taylor Rapp.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. When he was there were just other safeties I liked better and was more sure about, but whatever.
I got Taylor Rapp in those needing, what's the word of the day?
Diversity.
Diversity. Thank you.
You ever heard of it?
Yeah. Sorry. Brain fart.
Yeah, but yeah, Kizer, definitely. Yeah. And we'll have some more waiver wire guys for you later. We'll throw that out to the crowd, see what everyone thinks.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into some listener questions. You can hit us up, 313-986-1473. Leave us a voicemail. Get it played on the show. We're kind of moving towards just pulling questions from the Slack chat, so become a subscriber. Go to idpguys.org, and you can get into the Slack chat where we have tons of people asking questions all the time, tons of answers coming through, and that's where Johnny's pulling these questions from now. So I'm good with it. Let's go with this one from Matt in the Slack chat. How do matchup charts work?
Well, we get yelled at about them the first week of every year.
Yep, yep.
And then
by a certain
how do they work after that?
Yeah, I have to sit on my hands during that. But anyways, so a matchup chart is essentially just you've got your different position groups, and you have strong, neutral, or weak for a start. And we have Joey the Tooth and IDP Dude, two of our leading analysts on the site. They go through and they go through every position group on every team and look at who they're starting against and whether that is a strong start, neutral start, or weak start. What would you say? Defensive backs against Jets defensive backs against what would be a good example here?
What for? What kind of start?
Patriots. I don't know what you're going for.
Oh, against the Patriots
or not Patriots? I would call that Kansas City.
That would be a strong start.
Yeah, that would be a strong start.
Yes.
I mean, it's essentially just a reference for you to go through.
It's a quick reference instead of looking at all the individual starts hits. You can see the whole unit. Whether or not they have a good matchup.
Right. And
that's based on opposing offense.
It's a broad tool.
Broad
so that you can go through and start targeting. Okay, so now you look at who are the defensive backs on the Jets.
Yep.
And then you look at who's starting. And then you go and find the rankings that IDP Dude puts out.
Right.
Where he takes injuries, those matchup charts, and all everything he can.
A ton of stuff goes into all that.
All the information, all of the communication that we're having behind the scenes about the games, and he makes his rankings. So you'd go through and find out where he ranks the Jets defensive backs for that week. And
it's also a good thing to check against. You could do your starts and then you could check it against the chart and get a second opinion, so to speak.
Right. And it's a great tool. I believe the first time I ever saw one of these was ESPN. So that's kind of where I had the idea of bringing this to the IDP guys. And over the period of 3 or 4 years, we've had a couple different people do these charts. So it's I'm not going to say it's unique to us, but it is definitely something that we pulled from one of the bigger names out there.
It's one of many tools.
Yeah. Yep. So with that, we've got Brady System QB 1983
asked. All right, move on.
That's a great screen name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How much stock do I put into week one waivers and results?
Not much.
None.
I already said,
I put a lot into snaps.
There you go. Yes, opportunity is more important. Everyone's going to go nuts about Jerome Baker. I'd rather have Micah Kizer because he plays 5% more snaps.
Mm-hmm. If someone's not playing, there's a reason. If someone is playing and someone isn't hurt, there's a reason. So, pay attention to that.
Right, and everyone's going to chase the week one points, right? Same shit ain't going to happen 2 weeks in a row. And if it does, it's not going to happen 3 weeks in a row. You know what I mean? Like, you got to look
at
the...
If it does, it's not going to happen 4 weeks.
There you go. Exactly. Oh, wow. Exactly. No, but the point is you got to look at the
opportunity.
Probably
not 5 weeks in a row.
And the role. Okay. I get the point. But seriously, how often do you see people point chasing with waivers?
Yeah. You know, a great resource...
I'm just reminded of Shaquille Barrett last year.
Mm. Well, he had some bad weeks. He didn't. How'd that championship week treat you? I think you had what? Two combined tackles?
I think the only league we were in, I won it.
Okay, but he had two combined tackles.
Yeah. Didn't help.
When you needed him most, he let you down. Because that's who he is. He sits down to pee.
It was all fine.
Yeah.
It was all fine.
But I said this earlier. Last year at this point, Tyler Davison with the weird spelling was the DT1.
Yeah.
Point chasing is not going to help. Like what Sean said, you got to look at the other stuff that's more important.
Exactly. And a great place to find that other stuff, IDP guys, we have snap counts.
Right.
I'll be updating with the Monday night game by tonight. So we'll have, it's all there for week one. You can go through and start looking and we'll have it From my source, I believe I should be able to get them the day after each set of games. So Friday, I should have them, and then Monday and Tuesday. So just keep checking it. Go through, sort, and check it against our other tools.
Yep.
All right. So let's get into the bulk of the show, I guess. The week one reaction. We've kind of been giving our week one reaction. So I guess maybe Johnny just wants to give some Cole's notes here, and we can talk about some of the important waivers. And we can keep trucking.
Yeah, we'll try not to get hung up on any of these too much. Okay, so Philly, Washington, the Washington defensive line was obviously amazing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That took so many people out of the Survivor League, by the way.
I bet. Not surprised. I remember, that's what we were expecting, right? We were expecting after they took Chase Young in the draft that it was going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
And it was.
Baker Mayfield dangerous?
Baker Mayfield season one dangerous.
But yeah, so waiver-wise on this team, Troy Apke, safety, played 100% of snaps. Good option if you need safety help. Nathan Gary, linebacker, Eagles, I think he played 100%. Also good option if you need linebacker help. Sean, anyone you're targeting for waivers this matchup?
Sorry, you caught me off guard.
Eagles, Skins, anyone you want out of there? Peyton Barber.
No. Okay, so here's the thing. Other people should probably target Peyton Barber. I refuse to because I have a really, really ballsy bet going on about Peyton Barber right now with Oklahoma Dougie. So, yeah, Peyton Barber, fine pickup. I'm not a believer, but like it's a solid pickup based on the data.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Chiefs and Houston, I wrote down here, Chiefs offense is better than ever, and the cheek clappers are still clapping cheeks. That would be Chris Jones and Frank Clark. With Hilaire, that, you know, the rich get richer. Waivers, anyone we want to target with waivers here?
DeMarcus Robinson sucked this game.
He didn't catch the touchdown, but he had the touchdown, you know.
Right. No, he sucked as a player this game, but he got the opportunities, and I kind of like that, and I kind of like the upside. So depends how deep your league is. Like, obviously, mine are really, really deep, and I threw a waiver ad in for him. But standard league with, like, 7-8 bench spots, I'm probably avoiding. More than that, it's worth a look.
Mm-hmm. Defensively, Bradley Roby will be your streamer. Chavarius Ward got hurt, so we'll have to see what happens corner-wise with the Chiefs. That's about it. Mm. Ravens, Browns. The Ravens are who we thought they were. Mm-hmm. If anyone was still alive that listens to this when Dennis Green said that, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No?
I know the quote.
Yeah, okay. I was. I just don't care.
That's great. waivers from here. Everyone owns Dobbins. Everyone owns Ingram. Running out to get some Willie Snead?
Actually, yeah.
I got him in best ball, like, everywhere, by the way.
Dynasty leagues that are pretty deep. It's kind of surprising to see somebody who's this productive on the waiver wire. So I'm going there with those leagues. Standard redraft, not a chance.
BJ Goodson, Sione Takitaki, Carl Joseph, and on the Ravens, Derek Wolfe are your waiver wire pickups. Not LJ Fort. Don't fall into that trap.
How are you feeling about Mark Ingram after that game?
Fine. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not fine?
I don't feel good about anybody there at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not starting any of them next week.
Okay. I'm all right with it. Mark Andrews looked great, too.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I meant running backs.
Yeah, okay. I got you. All righty. And Hollywood looked good, too. All right. So for the Colts and the Jags, same laser face, different team. The JT train is leaving the station.
Okay, so JT was terrible running the ball. He was excellent catching the ball, which is the exact opposite of what he should have been.
Right.
Which, if you look at Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who was excellent running the ball and didn't have any targets, those two, their stat lines should have been flipped, and I would have been cool with this. This makes no sense to me. And honestly, I'm still not starting anybody from the Colts backfield next week. I'm not saying that Jonathan Taylor's not going to do anything next week, but his skill set is different enough from what his production was week one that there's cause for concern about what he does week two. If he does it again week two, then I feel good week three. Right now, I don't.
Danico Autry, defensive tackle, Colts, actually played quite a bit. Had a good game, so he's out there as always for DT 2 or 3. Josh Jones, not Andrew Wingard, was the Ronnie Harrison replacement and had like 12 tackles, played every single snap, so if you need a safety, there's a safety for you.
Also, Paris Campbell's probably on your waiver wire in redraft, and he had a really nice game, even though I hate him.
Yep, this is true. Raiders-Panthers, excellent game. You know, beforehand, I was talking about this in the Corners article, and I thought it was going to be really good. It was. It was back and forth the whole time. Emotions got heated. DJ Moore looked like an idiot. You know, I think he threw a punch. He did something stupid. Yeah. I saw that. Josh Jacobs. Whew.
Oh, man. Whew. I'm loving some of my leagues that I got, like, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Stacks, or, like, just... I was targeting Josh Jacobs early in my startups, and by the time like closer to the season, his value had shot up so much that I wasn't able to get him anymore. But man, I'm just some of my teams with him in it.
Who's the Panthers receiver I'm thinking of was on the Jets before? Robbie Anderson. Any interest, yeah. Sean?
I'm going to leave that alone. We'll bring Joey the Tooth on next week to talk about Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, okay. Anyone else you want to target here offensively?
No, I was a little concerned with both Hunter Renfro and Bryan Edwards. Those both sucked. Henry Ruggs was better.
Yep.
But yeah, it's kind of a lot of people that, like, I'm not as excited as I think I should, as, like, I was before the season started. You know, like, I walked away from this being disappointed.
Yeah, okay. I can see that production-wise. The game was great. Game was excellent, yeah. Let's see, Raiders. If Kwiatkowski's out for a minute, it looks like Nicholas Morrow's the guy, just like last year with the injuries. Eric Harris did get the start at the other safety, played 100% of snaps. There's a safety waiver for you. Panthers, Jeremy Chinn went from not being listed as a starter at all on any depth chart that I saw to playing 100% of snaps in multiple different positions, having 8 combined tackles on the day. So he looks good to go.
My dude.
Yeah. Oh,
big fan.
Dante Jackson got hurt too, so that's why he put up a nothing burger. Okay. Cam Newton. Great. Patriots, wonderful. They changed their whole offense. They run for 230 yards. They own time of possession. I don't think anyone's shocked by this. No?
I was a little shocked by how good he was. I thought it'd be good. He was really good.
Yeah, they didn't have to throw that much at all either. It was just they're back to 0-4 Patriots, run and play defense, own time and possession. They've won 3 Super Bowls like that.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Not great.
I was expecting something like, you know, the usual when a running quarterback goes to a new team and that team tries to like put him in a box and not let him do anything. but I also knew it was Belichick. So I was like, well, maybe it won't be like a completely closed box, but instead it's just a flat plane with no one in front of him for Cam Newton to just run for 40 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting like 13 for 24 and 234 yards. And then like 34 or 35 yards rushing. That's what I was expecting. They exceeded that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a completely different looking offense. It's crazy. I know you want J.J. Taylor out of there, right?
What?
Sorry. Do we cut out? I know you want J.J. Taylor out of there, right?
Yeah, I'm a big J.J. Taylor guy. This is still devastating to me because I owned him in 90% of leagues. And now I own him in 15% of leagues because I dropped him and then they re-signed him. So,
yeah, that's poopy.
Yeah, it was terrible.
On the Patriots side of things, we talked about Adrian Phillips a little bit. If he keeps playing linebacker, that's nice for waiver wire. Oh, yeah. Juwan Bentley was definitely the linebacker to own there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a ton of Juwan Bentley, and I'm really happy about it.
Yep. So that looks good. What else? Oh, yeah. Jerome Baker. Everyone's going to lose their mind over Jerome Baker. Yeah, he played 95% of snaps. He also played against the Patriots team that literally ran the ball for 35 minutes straight. He's not going to find that matchup every week. And I watched him all last year play just as many snaps and do nothing with them. Yeah. So I'd be highly surprised if he has the same kind of week this week.
If he's on the waiver wire, though, he's got to be a top ad.
Oh, he's playing. He's one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying don't get him. I'm just saying don't expect whatever the hell he did this week, which was like, what, 15 tackles, 16 tackles, something like that?
Sure.
Yeah, that was just an ideal situation. But yes, definitely add him. Christian Wilkins, Miami. Add him too. He had a really nice game, and people always need defensive tackle help, especially with Kenny Clark going down. So there you go. Yep. All right, Aaron Rodgers, fine without the upgrades. Yeah. I guess they don't need anyone, huh?
Jesus. I don't want to talk about him.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Are you interested in any of these crappy wide receiver twos?
No.
Okie dokie.
Valdez Scantling, maybe.
Okay.
That's it, though.
Yep. They didn't do anything tight end-wise, did they? I don't think so.
Not really, no. Yeah. All the Alan Lazard hype was overhyped, as we would expect.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Kumaro hype was.
And the Sternberger.
Sternberger was a different story, tight end. But yeah, Valdez Scantling, I think, has always been the dude there. It's just been up and down for him. And it's just like, yeah, someone else will come in and fill in when he's down. But it's always been his show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no real big waiver moves here. The only thing that was interesting was Odin Igbo played more than Yannick Ngakoue did, and Yannick Ngakoue put up a nothing burger.
Yeah.
Which was not great.
He was definitely not ready to go.
Yeah, this is true. He'll get adjusted, he'll be fine. For the next 2 weeks though, Odin Igbo is going to be playing a significant amount, it looks like, so plug smoke if you got him. Lions are the Lions.
They are.
Nate, go ahead and talk about this. I'm gonna.
Well, do you want anyone on waivers first of all?
Adrian Peterson.
Okay.
As much as I hate to say it.
What about Chicago? Anyone there?
Depends how deep you are. Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah.
Again, depends how shallow you are. Anthony Miller.
Right.
My former wide receiver one in that draft class.
Mm-hmm.
Stud. Awesome. Jimmy Graham, maybe, I guess. Depends. Tight end premium, maybe. Other than that, deep, deep dynasty. What's his name? Darnell Mooney. My dude who absolutely kills me that I don't have him on many leagues because while we were doing these quarantine leagues, I'm sitting there trying to draft him, but he wasn't input to sleeper yet. So I was like waiting for his name to pop up. And then suddenly it popped up and he was gone in every league I was in. It's like, great. Okay. Darnell Mooney, though. Great pickup.
Question. Kerryon Johnson, is he droppable?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what did they? I didn't see much of the game, obviously. How much did he get work?
No.
Nothing?
He combined with AP for 100 yards, and AP got like 95.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. That's fun. Defensively, Daron Harmon played the most snaps for safety. They did a lot of three safety sets, it looks like. Tracy Walker at 83, Will Harris at 80. Any of those three would be a fine safety addition. I highly doubt Tracy Walker is available, though.
Shouldn't be.
The Jelani Tavai thing, I think, has more to do with Jamie Collins not being there.
I agree.
So I would, you know, temper expectations with that. Trey Flowers looked incredible.
Also, I think Jelani Tavai was like a bottom five graded linebacker from PFF this week of players that were drafted in the last like 4 years.
Yeah, there you go. So really don't go.
He's like one of the worst.
Yep. I mean, Collins got tossed early. Someone had to come in. Jared Davis almost didn't play really at all. He had like 40% snaps. Yeah. On the Lions side, Deion Bush, who was hyped by a lot of IDP Twitter, didn't.
Bears side.
Yeah. It was, on the Bears side. Sorry. Didn't play. It was, God, I forget the guy's name. It's in the article. You'll see. It's another safety pickup. If you need a safety, read the stupid article.
Yeah.
Okay, Bills control from start to finish. Yeah, I mean, no one's really surprised by that. But the Jets offense, jeez Louise, that was bad.
Yeah.
Again, not surprised.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this all episode.
Yeah, not great. Pickup-wise, nothing on the Bills. Mario Addison, maybe, if he's available in your league. Who's the guy? It's not Yatur. It's the other one is there. Epinesa, right? Only played 25% of snaps, so
yep.
Nothing great. But whatever, his time is coming. Trent Murphy is not going to be the guy forever, or Jerry Hughes, you know what I mean? And on the other side of things for the Jets, yeah, Cashman got hurt. Hewitt was fine. It'll probably be Williamson next week. Either of those safeties is an excellent addition, and that's pretty much it. Falcon Seahawks was exactly what I thought it would be. It was terrific. Aluakone played 70-80% of snaps, something like that. Had 8 combined tackles. He played pretty well, and he's listed as a defensive back and sleeper. So that's like a little cheat code right there. You know what I mean? You get some consistency from a linebacker plugged in at safety that, and flexibility for bye weeks and injuries. Like, that's beautiful.
He's got that dual designation in a couple different ones, because I think he's also got that in Yahoo.
Yeah, well, keep an eye out. Deion Jones was back to being Deion Jones, played every snap, was excellent. Keanu Neal looks like they're easing him back into things. They had him as a free safety, only played 86%, I believe. And Ricardo Allen played 100%. On the Seahawks side, the only thing that was kind of weird was KJ Wright didn't play as much as I thought he would, and he only had like 3 combined tackles. But I think that's more a game script thing. They got up early, and Atlanta had to throw basically the entire time. He should be fine. Anyone you guys want out of there? No. What about Gage? I see everyone going nuts about Justin Gage.
No, I'm good on that entirely.
Are you worried?
Like, when are you going to start him? At what point are you going to feel comfortable putting him in your lineup?
Oh, never. I'm not doing it. Yeah.
So what's the point?
Yep. What about what's his face there? The tight end. Oh my God, my brain not working today. Falcons tight end Hayden Hurst. Yeah, are you worried after that?
Yeah, I did. I was never a big Hayden Hurst guy. I tried to sell him everywhere that I had him. I picked him up a lot of places after he got benched for Mark Andrews. I traded for him, bought him low, tried to sell him high when he went to the Falcons. Some people bought it, some people didn't. Win some, you lose some.
All right. Oh, we'll see what happens. Chargers win. Tyrod was meh. Just like I said he would be.
Yeah. He was fine.
He did precisely nothing. 0 touchdowns, 0 picks, 180 yards, I think. Whatever. They won the game. Everyone's freaking out about Eckler. What's your take on that?
I'm not really freaking out. There's no reason he should have had zero targets. There's no way the coaching staff is that dumb. He'll get his targets, so it'll be fine. I do really like Joshua Kelly right now, though. Mm-hmm. I thought his college tape was unspectacular. It was solid. I think I had him as a like fifth round running back, which for me, that's a decent running back. I tend to grade them lower because I don't think you should spend high picks on running backs. He was solid at everything. He just was unspectacular. So I think if he can get some snaps, he's in good shape.
Well, keep in mind that Austin Eckler can jump over five bags. So he's at Bo Jackson level. He'll bounce back.
This is true. Yep. On the defensive side of things, Jermaine Pratt, Josh Bynes, both fine linebacker threes. If you need linebacker help on the Chargers. And nothing too crazy. The second safety was Nasir Adderley, but only for 40% of the time. The other 60 was Desmond King. So there's a little hidden safety action for you, though. But I still don't like the playing time. I'd rather take a corner that plays every snap over a hidden safety that plays 60% of snaps.
Really?
Yes.
I think I'd still take the safety.
Nah, no.
All right.
No. Well, I mean, okay, it depends. You know what?
That's I'm not saying in this situation. Yeah, I'm just saying
it depends
like
what you need. I agree with that. Yeah. If you need a home run, corner. If you need just, you know, some consistent production. Yeah, safety. Yep.
Fair enough.
Yep. Okay, Brady, system quarterback, question mark.
No, move on. Get out of here with that garbage.
For real.
He had a bad game. He's old.
Yeah, he is old. For real, though, Scotty Miller, any interest?
No, not really.
Okie dokie. What about for the Saints? Nothing too crazy there. Are you worried about Michael Thomas?
No, not at all.
He's going to be
injury. Yeah, he's
for
hurt
for like 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, but he's going to play through
yes.
it. I already saw
oh,
it.
He is?
So
oh,
said
okay.
He's going to play through it.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about him. Obviously, injury is concerning, but like worried about him as a player, not really. No.
Mm-hmm. You'll all be happy to know Antoine Winfield Jr. played 100% of snaps this week.
And was awesome.
Yes. So that is excellent for basically everybody with a heartbeat. That's just great. On the Saints
as
side,
long as he is healthy, he is good.
Yeah. I'm happy about that. On the Saints side of things, I don't think anything was really too nuts. Jenkins did decent his first game there. He had a decent stat line. Played pretty much every snap. Sheldon Rankins, nothing burger. Again, I didn't see how much he played yet, but that's not great. whatever. We'll figure it out, though. Getting to the home stretch here. Cardinals not only cover, but win the game. As heard first, right here, by this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that one of your Johnny the Greeks?
It sure was.
Nice.
It sure was. Yeah. But you know what?
You win one. Yay.
Yeah, I actually went 3-1 week one, so get on out of here.
Put one on the fridge for Ringo.
Yeah,
yay.
Yeah, you know, Kittle got hurt. Ayuk got banged up. Debo wasn't there. So whatever. It wasn't the full 49ers, but still, they did not look that great. Defensively, yeah, Devondre Campbell played 100% of snaps. That's a little weird. Definitely strange. Isaiah Simmons did not play much at all. Not great. On the 49ers side, Quan Alexander played every snap and did not do well. Dre Greenlaw only played 36%, so hold on to him, obviously. He'll be usable probably pretty soon. But
also, to be fair, I think Dre Greenlaw was highest graded linebacker across the NFL on PFF.
So he did play
well while he was in there.
Yeah.
Obviously small sample size, but he played well.
Yeah, no, and he had a nice stat line too. That's the thing. Like I looked at him and I was like, man, I really want to pull the trigger on this. Like starting him. I've already got him, you know, like starting him, but 36% just ain't gonna cut it. Whatever, that'll work itself out though. I think that was it for that stuff. Oh, Jordan Phillips, first game Arizona. Didn't do so hot, but we'll keep looking. Same Cowboys, different coach. Talked about this earlier. I'm stuck in a nightmare that just repeats over and over every year. We'll look at who comes in for Vander Eschmeinscheiser and Sean Lee. Rams, Micah Kizer is the guy. Kenny Young only played like 40-50%, I believe. And Taylor Rapp was non-existent, so that's concerning. We'll keep an eye on that. Anyone you guys want out of those games offensively?
Yeah, Malcolm Brown.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, he's playing. Yeah. Nobody else is, so there's that.
Yeah, Akers got some carries, but yeah, Malcolm Brown looked really good. Yep. Steelers, much better with Big Ben, obviously. We talked about the Schnell situation. Defensively, same Minka Fitzpatrick. You know, you paid a lot for him. You got nothing. So business as usual.
Die. Sorry. Sorry about the language. Just die.
For the Giants, Logan Ryan only played like 59% of snaps, but he just got there too. So give it time. Julian Love was the other safety week one. Steelers, nothing too crazy. Oh, Devin Bush played 100% of snaps, which was nice. Titans got it done, but it was ugly. A lot of missed kicks, a lot of mistakes, a lot of shenanigans. Bradley Chubb did get the playing time, but just didn't land a sack. He was also banged up and on a pitch count, so he'll be fine. Josie Jewell played 100% of snaps. So that's that's something.
He's on the waiver wire still in some places.
Oh, yeah. 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 He had a decent stat line. And for the Titans, nothing too crazy, I believe. Oh, yeah. Clowney. Yeah, he did all right. No, didn't land.
He was fine.
Yeah, he was fine. He didn't land a sack. And he got changed back to an outside linebacker on MFL. So that happened. That was week one.
Clowney.
Yep. And you know what? We're not going to do this every week, but it's the first week football's back. Because this was short. When we used to do this as an entire show, it took forever.
Back then, it was the two-hour Johnny's week one reaction. This week, just the 1 hour.
There you go.
Okay. So with that, let's get into a really quick week in review over Met Under. This is the segment we usually do to just talk about our week in fantasy again and who we had that overproduced, met expectations, or underproduced. I think Sean said that he had to go let someone into his apartment. So, Johnny, let's just me and you rapid fire this real quick. Who do you got for over?
Okay, so all my overs this week are from the Streaming Corners article. Stephon Gilmore, in a not great matchup, had really nice numbers, pick, some tackles, pass defense, all the good stuff. Janoris Jenkins picked off Brady and returned it to the house for a massive, massive game on our Streaming Corners. And Emmanuel Mosley had like 12 or 13 combined tackles. So that was all great. What about you? Who's over for you, Nate?
I went with Tracy Walker on this one just because he did so well. While he should do well each week.
There was some question.
Yeah, there was some question. And I think that this kind of solidifies his spot. But also, he's not going to be dealing with a terrible passer like Mitch Trubisky every week. So I see this going down in production a little bit.
I think it helps.
Yeah.
I think it helps. More completed passes, offenses on the field, more or less three and outs. I think it helps. Mm. I mean, Trubisky makes mistakes that Walker can take advantage of.
Absolutely.
But, you know, there's something to be said for having the offense on the field too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What do you got for met expectations?
Aaron Donald met expectations. There was some talk last year about him starting slow, not this year. Frank Clark also met expectations. Same deal last year, not happening this year. And Zach Cunningham, everyone, you know, I caught some crap. I caught my first crap of the year for this. I didn't write the guy's name down because it wasn't bad enough to deserve actually getting ripped on the show. But whoever you are, guy out there, 8 combined tackles a game over the course of a season is 128 combined tackles, which is fine. So no, Zach Cunningham does not, quote, suck, unquote. Thank you.
Yeah. So for me, I'm going with Chuck Clark. He's a guy that I kind of zeroed in on as one of my targets as the Baltimore safety. And He did what he was projected to do, which was about 15 points in my league. Good enough to be, you know, a safety, upper tier safety two, low end safety one.
Mm-hmm.
So
excellent.
Liking that one. How about under for you, Johnny?
Yeah, so Myles Garrett started with a not-so-great week. The playing time was there, and it's Myles Garrett. He'll be fine. Plus, anytime you're up against Lamar Jackson, there's something to be said for, A, the Ravens' offense, which is, you know, strong on time of possession, strong on run game. They don't throw that often. And when you do get to Lamar Jackson, the chances are good he just takes off and leaves you in the dust. So it's not easy to sack Lamar Jackson for many reasons. So I wasn't expecting a lot out of Garrett anyway, so it's fine. He'll be fine. Corey Littleton, that was weird. That was an ideal matchup against CMC, who does a lot and is in the middle of the field a lot. So I don't know why that happened, but I'm sure he'll be fine. And Harrison Smith had a not great game either, playing all of his snaps in a pretty decent matchup. So I don't know. That's a Harrison Smith thing, though, too. He's a little spotty. He's like my underwear a little bit.
Gotcha, yeah. So my under is Isaiah Simmons. Welcome to the NFL. Most of offseason, everyone hyping up Isaiah Simmons, going to be a beast. And he still could be. But for this week, low snap count, low production. Not what they said it was going to be.
And the strange part is the other guys with the draft capital played and did well. And they're giving Devondre.
He was also just bad when he played, though.
Yeah.
He was bad when he played. He was bad in coverage. He was bad tackling. That's it. He just didn't play well.
Very strange. Very strange.
All righty. So with that, let's I guess bring Sean back in for steak and salad. We'll do this real quick. Johnny, what's your steak?
As much as it stinks that Marlon Mack got hurt, and, you know, obviously I never wish injury on anyone, it does give Jonathan Taylor an opportunity, which I am excited to see. So that part of it is good.
John, what about you?
I mean, I guess I don't have a steak. The Lions suck.
You're not allowed to take my steak.
It's just the Lions suck, dude.
Crusader.
The Lions suck. My fantasy week sucked.
Crusader Everything Kings was dark. Good. You got me to get Crusader Kings.
That was my steak last week. I don't have a steak this week. Everything's terrible this week.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Right. No, it's tough to come. I mean, chicken wings are back on the menu. And they're good.
Yeah. Mandalorian season 2, October 30th. Trailer dropped today.
I hated that show. It's all bad.
Yeah. What about Dune? You going to watch that movie? Yes. That's a great book. 84 movie was trippy, but it's going to be awesome.
You want to know? Okay, I've got a stake. The grocery store took down all their limit signs and all of the, like, they had barriers up before.
Right. Now they get to buy 48 rolls of toilet paper daily. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying it, like, it's looking a little more normal. Just going in your everyday, like going into the grocery store. I don't know if that's anywhere else. I don't know if it's just that one Stop and Shop. But I walked in, it was different, and it looked like it used to. I mean, there's still the glass everywhere, but. Yeah. You know, that's expected, but it just was a thing that just made you stop and go, huh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get my salad real quick. So triple salad here. Here we go. Lions suck They really, really, really suck. My fantasy week was terrible. Part of it's on me. Part of it's random on injury. Part of it was just stuff I can foresee. And then also my company laid me off on Zoom a couple of days before our 5-year $1,000 bonus.
Mm. They just didn't want to shell that out, did they?
No, they're garbage.
Wow. Gotcha. That's brutal.
What about you, Johnny? What's your stake?
Legatron. Paying a bunch of money for Legatron, and then he misses the friggin' field goal we need him to hit, and then they don't use him on a chip shot to tie the game. Cowboys injuries, we're already down Jarwin, we're already down Van Der Esch. The season has not started well.
Yeah, I will say that DeAndre Swift's hands are my salad.
Yeah,
I don't. You can't get that back. It's just that that was just unfortunate. But we should have never been in that situation. But that's what we say every year. At this point, I'm ready. Let Stafford go. Burn down the team. Start over. I'm ready to hate the team again for 3 years until maybe something else happens. Also, Cam Newton, Patriots, Super Bowl, question mark. Those are my salads.
Johnny the Greek.
Alrighty, so before we get into Johnny's part of Johnny the Greek, let me remind everyone that we are sponsoring, well, we were sponsored by Statement Games. Johnny the Greek is sponsored by Statement Games. And we have a contest that goes up every Sunday night, the night game tournament for NFL every week, brought to you by us on statementgames.com. Go there and you can win a free jersey by playing and winning your contest. And then that following week, we pull your name out of a hat if you won the contest. So right now I've got, hope no one minds, but it's a Cowboys mini helmet. It has everyone who won their contest. So there were a number of winners that was posted out on Twitter and Facebook by Statement Games and everything. So we got them on little pieces of paper. I'm kind of fluttering them around to make sure it's completely random. And that one came out. And back you go. All right, Johnny. Here you go.
I am not even looking.
I'm
just reaching in. Where the fuck are these things?
They're down there.
Oh, okay. I got one.
Got one, right?
I just got one. Yep.
Read that name.
It is Jesus. It is really crumpled up good and small and hard to open, but here we go. We've got something. We've got Dominate is the winner.
Woo! Dominate. So go and contact Statement Games on Twitter at Statement Games. They got Facebook. Numerous ways to get in contact.
Yeah, you can
with
probably
them.
Go through the website if you need to.
Yeah, go through
whatever.
The website. Just let them know that you've won. We will also be letting them know. But you, part of the thing is you have to confirm it with them. So that is the rules. So there you go. Dominate.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome.
Yep. And you'll receive a deposit of coins equal to a Fanatics gift card for a jersey. You exchange them. Or you can keep playing with coins. Whatever you want. But it's free coin or free jersey worth of coins.
Yes. Awesome.
Yep.
Good stuff. Yeah, I love playing Statement Games. It's good stuff.
Yeah, we had a lot of people. I think it was like 72 total people played that contest this week. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good. And you know, it doesn't cost you anything. It costs you 2 minutes of time. You know? Like it's great.
Sign up, free coins.
Right. You don't even have to make a profile. You just hit your Google login or Facebook or whatever. Just bing, bang, boom. You can spin the wheel if you're out of coins. Yep. Like that, you know. There's nothing bad about this deal.
Yep.
Alrighty, other stuff. So I made four picks for week one. I went 3-1. The one that was a loss, I actually talked about last week, and I said, I got a bad feeling about this, but I've already said it, so I can't take it back. Eagles -6 at home, or I don't know. It doesn't matter. There is no such thing as home or away anymore. There aren't any fans.
Yeah.
Eagles -6. Not only did they not cover, they lost straight up. So yeah, that was the loss on the week. I had Arizona +7. They not only covered, but won handily. Ravens -8. They won very handily. Steelers -3.5. Yes, they covered and won, obviously. This week, my pick is 49ers -6.5 at New York Jets. 49ers are 0-1. They'll be getting Ayuk back. Looks like Kittle should be okay to go. Jets look like steaming hot dog crap. in every aspect of the game. The 49ers defense will just shut down whatever, quote, offense they have, quote unquote, and just basically run it down their throats the entire day and just own them from start to finish. You know, if this spread was double this, I'd be okay with that. I'm pretty confident in this one. I don't know what the price is on Bovada, but knock yourself out. And the Sunday night game this week is an excellent one for statement games. It is Seahawks-Patriots, which is going to be a very good Sunday night game. The way I see this one going is, yes, the Patriots look good. They changed their entire offense. They beat Miami. Keyword and all that being Miami. That is correct. They're going to play a real team this week with a real offense and a real defense, and they're going to have real problems. I am going with Seahawks will win by over 4.5 points is my most confident statement. I think they win pretty handily here. You know, they basically just got to make Cam Newton throw the ball, you know, make that team one dimensional. And that's all she wrote. Total points, I'm going under 45.5 because this does not feel like a shootout. This feels like a run and play defense type game, which Seattle will be fine with. The Patriots defense, you know, it doesn't matter who's there. They're always good. So, you know, Seattle's not going to run away with this, but they should win pretty easily. And I'm going with Chris Carson over 0.5 touchdowns. So basically, Chris Carson gets a touchdown of some kind. I feel like that's a pretty good, you know, chance of happening just the way this game's going to go. So those are the top three statements for this week for statement games.
Nice. There we go. All right. So make sure you are following us on Twitter at IDP guys. Individually, I'm at Nate Cheat. John is at OrangeMan3142 and Sean is at Lanny1925. Subscribe to the show. Go to idpguys.org. The sidebar, you can find links to Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, or an RSS feed for the podcatcher of your choice. While you're there, make sure and become a subscriber to the website. It's, you know, works out to $1 a month over the course of the year. You get access to premium content of, you know, the snap counts, the start sit charts, the matchup charts, the all the rankings, the ADP that we put out, the Slack channel. There's just so much that we offer that for that low price, it's hard to pass up, really. Also, go to the YouTube channel, Writer Digest Network. Subscribe, get a bunch of great shows. This one will be back, I promise you. We're so close to figuring out our technical issues. Video has been the bane of the show. But you've got Joey's IDP update. You got the IDP Lounge every week, IDP Nation, Devi IDP Grind. So much video content there already.
Yeah, we're going to waterboard you with content this year.